Hi, I'm Antoine Taylor, and welcome to The Mission, where we are dedicated to helping you encounter God through Scripture. Welcome, welcome, welcome to another edition of The Mission Podcast. I am your host, Antoine Taylor, and I'm happy that you're here. God bless you. I'm so happy that you're tuning in. Thank you for all the listeners that have been rocking with me since April. I'm very just doing the will of God, guys. I'm just trying to get his word out. I'm trying to help with the transformation from darkness to light, to, you know, get you in a place that you are following Christ and that you're not being deceived by the enemy. Today, I'm going to come from a passage that might be familiar to you. It might not. This is going to be a 1 Timothy chapter 4, and we're going to get right into it. It says, and this is some of the chapter, it says, "But devotion to God helps you in every way. It brings you blessings in this life and in the future life too." Here's a true statement that should be accepted without question. We hope in the living God, the Savior of all people. In particular, he is the Savior of all those who believe in him. This is why we work and struggle. Just think about that. This is why we work and struggle. I just want you to think right now. Everything that you have, everything that you own right now, why do you have it? What's the purpose of it? What is the purpose of a tangible thing? And I want you to shift your mind to think, if you were working for God, how much more beneficial would that be? But when you work for yourself, it never stops. You continue to try to gratify the flesh. Take what you can get for yourself. Store up treasures, but moth and rust are going to destroy. And so when we think about devotion, guys, we think about why we're doing what we're doing. What's the why? We hear this all the time. What is the why? Why are you doing this? Why are you doing that? I'm doing this because of this. I'm doing it because of this person. I'm doing it because I lost this person. I'm doing this because I experienced this. We have every single reason why we do what we do. But what if we could just say, I do it because Jesus did it for me. I do what I do because Christ died for me. Ladies and gentlemen, Jesus did it for you. Let that sink in. Jesus did it for you. God is looking for his followers to display devotion. A why. Why do you do what you do? Do you do it for your gain, or do you do this for the gain and the cause of Christ? See, with everything going on in our world right now, there's a struggle going on, guys. There's a struggle going on with Christians. They're tired. They want to believe. They don't have the gas left in the tank because some of the gas that we put in the tank was not from the one who makes gasoline. We decided to engineer our own gasoline and fuel our own will, our own thoughts, our own motives, and we did not allow God to filter us with the gasoline we need from heaven. And so I want you to really understand that it's easy for us to have faith in things that we can see. It's easy for us to get something and want something and obtain something. But when we think about faith in Jesus, we have to begin where he died. And let me paint this picture for you guys. Because we want what we want. And it's like our faith is based on what Jesus can do for us right now, right? What can Jesus get me out of? How can I get out of this situation? How can I stop struggling? How can I stop feeling this feeling? How can I stop? How can I feel better about myself, right? I'm asking you, God, help me with my thoughts. Help me with my understanding. Help me with what I'm experiencing, Lord. Take it away from me. We pray these prayers. But our faith really is based on what Jesus has done for us. And see, when we think about faith, our faith is not for what God can do for us. It's what he has done for us. And so a lot of us need to retransition and we need to reprogram our minds so that we can understand what faith really is. Because there's the time coming, guys. And I'm just telling you, there's a time coming, if you can't already see it, that our faith is going to be tested. And if your faith is not in what Jesus did on the cross and when he died and rose again, well, you don't have faith, you'll be emptied out. And so I want to get this to you. Our faith is not based on what God can do for us. Our faith is based on what he has already done for us. See, our faith begins where Jesus' death began. And see, when we understand this, Jesus died displaying obedience to death. And when he was obedient to death, we understand that we became alive because of his death. See, his death and his resurrection signifies our promise being fulfilled. That's hard to understand, guys. See, we think because we pray for this, we pray for this person, we pray for that, that God should just do it. No, God is, he operates in a whole different understanding than we do. The Bible says his ways are not our ways, his thoughts are not our thoughts. So he doesn't even operate the way we think. So the more we die to ourselves like Jesus did, the more we become alive and see what he has done. So that's big for us, right? Die to yourself so the Lord can fill you up with his spirit and that you can feel fulfilled, not wanting anything but his presence. See, when we accept Jesus, he's the gift from God for our salvation. We truly begin to operate by faith. And so the Bible says the just shall live by faith. And so a lot of times we go to God asking for things, but the Bible says in Matthew 6:8, that do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. So God knows what we need before we ask. But we should change our posture, guys. We should change our posture to say, God, I want your presence. Holy Spirit, I want your presence. I don't want anything else, Lord, because everything else will rust. Everything else will perish. But Lord, your presence, you said you'll never leave me nor forsake me, right? So, a big step. The Bible says, without faith, no one can please God. Whoever comes to God must believe that he is real and that he rewards whoever sincerely tries to find him. Are you sincerely trying to find Christ? Are you sincerely trying to be with the Lord and understand what he has for you? I just want to question that. Everybody, even myself, am I sincerely trying to find Jesus? Am I sincerely giving my life up? It's hard, guys, but you have to get to a posture where you're saying yes to him and no to you. You have to get to a place where you want what he wants, that you want his ways and not your ways, that you don't want what people think you need, but you want what Jesus said you need. And all you need is his presence. All you need is his presence. And when you get his presence, you're devoted to receiving his presence. When you encounter him every day, when you go into your prayer closet, when you begin to go through a struggle, you begin to look at your situation differently because you see his presence. You have faith, and your faith in his burial, his resurrection is going to get you through your situation. It's not going to be somebody changing their mind or something coming in your life that you can see and touch. It's going to be his presence that's going to give you the fullness of joy, that's going to allow you to be able to stand up when you feel like you can't, right? So I want to pray for you today, guys. Let God restore your understanding of faith. Do not allow tangible things to move you. Allow his spirit to move you. Lord, we ask for more of your spirit right now. Whoever's listening right now, we ask right now that you restore their faith, restore their understanding of faith, restore what they think faith is, Lord God. Father, it's not just a tangible thing. Lord, it's a spiritual thing. And so, Lord, I ask right now, whoever's listening will be restored in understanding of what faith is, that it's not something that we get. It's not just something that we obtain, Lord, but it's something that we're marveling in because it's because of your death, your burial, and your resurrection that we have faith. And so, Lord, we stand on your promises. We don't stand on what we want. We don't want what we want. We want what you want. Lord, we pray right now that minds be changed, that hearts be changed, Lord, that you would come into someone's situation and you would give them faith, Lord God. You would allow them to see you on the cross and not what they want out of a situation, but Lord, allow them to see you suffering. Allow them seeing you being poured out as a drink offering for us. Lord, allow your spirit, Lord God, to transform whoever's listening. Touch their minds, Lord God. Touch their bodies, Lord. We ask for healing in the mind, healing in the heart, Lord God, that they may gain real faith that can be shaken and stand, Lord God, when things come around. Father, we thank you and we praise you, Lord. Let us be devoted to you. Let us stand, Lord God. As you search our hearts, let us say, here I am, Lord. Send me. And these are all blessings we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.